Council gave three readings to the permissive tax exemption, private, bylaw that will provide five exemptions for 2025 to the Aerotarian Senior Citizens Society for four housing properties, and to the Nakusp Senior Citizens Branch 71 for its clubhouse property. Eight other organizations that historically received exemptions were denied this year, due mostly to insufficient financial documentation to demonstrate a need. And, the village was a little more choosy this year. Mayor Tom Zalesnik said the discernment stemmed from a 13% increase in taxes. Councillor Tina Nieuwenhuizen stressed the impact that exemptions have on residents. When we give a permissive tax exemption, that money has to come from somewhere, and it's coming directly from the taxpayers, she said. When we look at the permissive tax exemptions, we're also looking at if those people, who may or may not present a need for the exemption, also have that ability to get that money from, perhaps, the provincial government or somewhere else, instead of just the local taxpayer. Sky Cunningham, chair of the Kinship Connection Society, appeared before council with some concerns about the application process this year. The private policy, which was amended during the May 27, 2024 council meeting, does not provide enough information to the applicant about what documentation is required to successfully receive a private, she said, nor was the policy disseminated to organizations, which have historically received an exemption, in a timely manner. Cunningham said it was well into June by the time she had heard about the amendments to the policy, through word of mouth. The private policy outlines criteria for applicants, and principles to guide staff and council decisions. It was revised this year, but revisions were mostly just formatting, said Director of Finance Mark Tennant. The requirement for applicants to submit a copy of the previous year's certified financial statements and the current year's budget remained the same. The policy needs to specify the exact documentation that's required, argued Cunningham. Councillors Aidan McLaren Cox and Dolly Edwards suggested to staff that revising the policy again to be more specific could be a good idea, based on Cunningham's and others' feedback. In the meantime, the private term is 1 year. Approved organizations will have to apply again in 2025 for the 2026 taxation year. Organizations that did not receive an exemption this time around can apply again in 2025. Applegrove Nature School. Daniela Brem from Applegrove Nature School came before council, asking for permission to use village land to run some of the school's programs. The nature school runs outdoor programming for children after school, on weekends and pro-D days, and during the summer. The school is based in Fauquier, with children coming from Fauquier, Burton, Edgewood, and sometimes Nakusp. Average attendance is between 6 and 8 kids. Brem hopes to bring the school to Nakusp for 1 or 2 days a week, to increase accessibility. Brem asked council to consider giving Applegrove permission to use the park and beach areas, and to use one of the fire pits at the campground while the campground is closed, and for a reduced rental fee. Sal Wayne Robinson said there is no set rental fee in the fees and charges bylaw for those areas. Staff would have to update the bylaw. Because Applegrove is a for-profit business, the village can't provide a fee reduction, as per the community charter, but an ongoing lease agreement would be an option. Active Transportation Plan. Council adopted the Nakusp Active Transportation Plan, NATP. The goal of the plan is a network that connects the village's key amenities via human-powered means of travel, such as walking, cycling, e-bikes, wheelchairs, strollers, and electric scooters. The plan was developed by Nakusp and Area Bike Society, NABS, Dental Planning, and Solita Work, professional communications designer and vice president of the West Kootenay Cycling Coalition. The plan was created with input from the community, gathered through interviews, surveys, outreach opportunities, and a mapping exercise. It was presented to council on June 10, and revisions were made with the feedback. The plan has 7 key recommendations: improve access and connection to the waterfront for all ages and abilities, reconfigure road access and parking at the Nakusp Municipal Beach, add more active transportation amenities in the downtown core, improve access connections to the rail trail, develop an active transportation link in the Government Hill Road, 2nd Street Northeast area, create regular public transportation to the hot springs, and support improved safety and possible separated active transportation connections to rural areas such as Glenbank, Mount Abriel, and Crescent Bay. Plan development was funded by an Infrastructure Canada grant. Tina the Turkey. The location for a bronze sculpture honoring Nakusp's late Tina the Turkey has been chosen, the post office. Bronze cast turkey tracks will also be placed in the village gardens at Kootenay Savings Credit Union, around the municipal gazebo, and on Nakusp Elementary School grounds. Artist Daniel Block was chosen to create the memorial sculpture. Tina the Turkey became the village's unofficial mascot during COVID in 2021, when she began hanging out downtown and putting a smile on everyone's face. Sadly, she was hit by a car. Last September, a public art committee was formed to memorialize the special bird. The committee's job was to determine a location and review artists. Now that the location and artist have been chosen, the committee will disband. 50th Hot Springs Anniversary Update. The village will no longer be moving forward with the pancake breakfast and barbecue lunch planned for the Hot Springs 50th anniversary celebrations on October 19. Staff contacted many local groups and organizations to assist with the events, but no one was able to help. Due to limited staff capacity, the village will not be able to organize the breakfast and lunch on its own. Though the pancake breakfast and barbecue lunch will not proceed, residents and visitors can still swim for 1974 pricing on October 19, and anniversary-specific merchandise will be available. An invite-only dinner will follow after the pools close. The village will continue to honor the hot springs with other events throughout the year it turns 50. Bylaw reduces arena rental rates. Council adopted an amended fees and charges bylaw, which set swimming rates for the hot springs 50th anniversary in October, chalet rates for the next year, and rental rates for the sports complex. During hot springs anniversary celebrations on October 19, adults can swim for $1.50, $2.50 for a day pass, and youth for 75 cents, $1.50 for a day pass. Chalet rates for next year will increase by about 7%. Rates for sports complex rentals will be reduced, to encourage residents to use the facility more. Plan grant success. The village received a $3,700 Plan Community Connectedness grant. The Nakusp and District Sports Complex Usage Committee will use the provincial government funds to explore how to increase resident activity at the complex. This includes hosting open houses and releasing surveys to get feedback from residents, guided tours of the complex to increase awareness of what it has to offer, and a focus group for fitness program leaders. Adventure Playground Council decided to deny a request from the Rotary Club of Nakusp, asking for the village to foot a $5,500 bill for the gateway structure at the new Adventure Playground. The Rotary Club initially asked to add the structure to the playground back in 2021, and it was decided that the club would cover the cost. With the park now complete and the budget spent, there is still $5,500 outstanding. Council discussed whether it should fund the structure from general surplus, but Councillor McLaren Cox said the evening's meeting had a theme of financial responsibility, particularly with the permissive tax exemption discussion. It's only fair that we don't just make one-off grants to organizations, and it has nothing to do with the worthiness of the project, he said. Community development grants. Two local organizations will receive funding from the Community Development Grant, Arrow Lakes Gymnastics Club, and the Nakusp and District Museum. The village makes $25,000 available each year to distribute through the grant, and applications are considered twice a year. $23,040 was already awarded to five organizations in the spring, leaving only $1,960. Though the organizations requested $9,000 and $5,000 respectively, Arrow Lakes Gymnastics Club and the Nakusp and District Museum will split the remainder, each receiving $980. The Gymnastics Club will use the money for floor gymnastics mats, and the museum will use it host a community spring tea party. The applications will go to the RDCK Board of Directors for final approval in October. Rec Commission Councillor Tina Neuihuizen was appointed to the RDCK Recreation Commission No. 4, and Councillor Mason Huff as alternate. Both are appointed until the end of their council term in 2026.